it is breakfast with the best morning at Moonee Valley for the Cox Plate on the weekend. Jason Richardson, we had a chat to him before. He's up there at .com at the moment. He and Michael Falgate hosting all the activities this morning as well. And Blue Eye is going to join us after 8. But Trent Besutton might have a very important runner on Saturday in the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. Forgot you. We're going to find out shortly if it's in the field. And Trent's been good enough to join us this morning on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are very well. How are you? Are you a bit nervous?
No. We've elected. We're just going to stick to the three-year-olds, and we're going to run Got You in the Bars. So sort of the kit. The aim has obviously been the Derby all the way through. So we just sort of take a sensible route and concentrate on that.
So great news for us to understand the situation with Forgot You. What's the discussion like to get to that point? You talk about the Derby being the end goal, but the Cox Plate's the Cox Plate. I'm sure the owners had a conversation to have.
They did, but they're pretty good. Ozzie, John O'Neill, and the boys, they have the final say, but they've ultimately left it to us. And while it's very tempting not to go, you know, tempting to go to the Cox Plate, look, if he's good enough, he can be there in 12 months' time. So, Derby's a $2 million race, and I think everyone would agree it looks a race that suits him. So, in a perfect world, we go to the Vars on Saturday and have, you know, not a gut buster. Hopefully wins, but, you know, if he runs in the Cox Plate, regardless, he's going to have a real hard run of no matter where he runs. I'm sure Zaki and company are going to turn it up at the 1,000, which may suit him, but either way, he would, you know, he would be coming out of the Cox Plate on the back of a pretty hard run. So we'll concentrate on the Derby and hopefully he can pull that one off.
Trent, it sounds like it was a close run thing. Did you chop and change your decision a few times, or were you pretty adamant this was the path?
Oh no, it was certainly hard. You know, especially with a bit of rain forecast later in the week, and the connections of Probabil being pretty solid that if the rain came, they won't run. And I think there's certainly question marks on Very Elegant and Zaki going into the race. Which is just normal, you know. They've both been beat last start, but I mean, on their day, either of them could come out and put 5 lengths on the rest of the field. So, and then you've still got horses like Mahunga, Probabil, and the overseas horses. Who knows how good they are? So, plus the 3-year-old, we still got to turn it. We still had to find 3 lengths to beat Animo, you know. So, while I'd love to have a runner in it, but still happy to try and win a Vars and win a Derby.
Well, the Stud Stakes winner, 2 starts back at the Valley over the mile, and the Vars, the next assignment for that horse that Forgot You of yours. Trent, we wish you the best of luck. Great to have your the news, and good luck on the weekend building up to the Derby. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
Good stuff. Trent Besutton there, trainer of Forgot You, who won't be contesting the Cox Plate on the weekend, but will instead head to the Vars with the Derby firmly in mind, which would suggest, Whitey, that they're pretty confident about the Derby situation.
Yes, making sure that everything is just A-OK